All right, everybody, this is the Beer On Show. Going to do a little mobile show this time around. Hoping it's going to be pretty interesting. As you can tell, it sounds like I'm at an airport, and yes, I am. I'm on my way to Vegas, as mentioned in the last episode, and I'm going to go there and hang out with Don and Drew and, you know, some other people. So it should be a lot of fun. So my flight... leaving here in about 45 minutes. Not too many people around, so maybe it won't be that crowded. But, you know, should be cool. And, alright. I'll record again a little later, I guess, maybe while I'm on the plane. So, okay, I guess they're calling us to line up now, so this will be fun. They said the plane's on its final approach, so alright, off I go to stand. Yippee. And they said it was open seating, so yeah, I don't think there's too many people on this flight. Cool beans. Okay, I'm here at the lovely Circus Hotel and Casino. Didn't record on the flight. It was pretty loud, and plus we weren't in the air that long, so, you know, no big deal. Plus there wasn't much to say. So, made it to Circus. I took a little, kind of like a, I don't want to say a van, but they kind of look like the short buses, if you know what I mean. I'm trying to think what to call them, but anyways, got a good deal, I think, on a round trip and everything, and just from here to the airport and back, and it's probably cheaper than what a cab would cost. I didn't think it was as long as it was to get here, so I'm sure I saved some money by doing that. So now, oh, fuck you, Mr. Fan, go piss off. You just shut up, and now you have to go back on again. Fuck you. Off. Oh, of course you hit off, and it doesn't go off. Go fuck yourself. Fine. This is going to sound wonderful now. Oh, now you're off. Good. So, now it's nearly 4 o'clock, and I'm freaking hungry. All I had was breakfast this morning, and I need something to eat. So I'll see what they got here at the hotel, and then, we'll see what else. This place where I'm standing, it's the Manor, Circus Manor, which looks like it was a fucking little hotel motel that was right next to it, and they bought it, and that's what it is now. But whatever, got myself a nice king-size bed. So, that'll be nice. And, alright, that's it for now. I'll, check back in later. Okay, so, I'm back in the room now. It's, about 7:45. I, went to the buffet. Got myself really, really stuffed. Went to the sports book, put a couple bets down, some long-term stuff, baseball, football kind of thing. Then decided, hey, let's see what the blackjack table's doing for me. And it was pretty good. Was there for maybe hour and a half or so. On only $40, I mean, I went up at least $60, $70 and finally hit a little losing streak and... walked out of there with $30 in my hand, so that's always good for me. Play a long time on what you got. Probably could have turned it around, but I got things to do. So after that, I walked down to a liquor store, passed on the way in, and they didn't have any cigars or alcohol as went on the purchase for their prices because it was all a frickin' ripoff. So, went next door to the Walgreens, picked up some cigars that I haven't smoked in a long time, so this is going to be fun. And now I'm off to go meet some fellow D&D fans at the Mirage at 9 o'clock at the Tiger thing. Tiger Habitat, whatever it is. And party it up from there. So, okay, I'll hope that's going to be fun. And I bet it is. So, okay. Adios. All right, so my adventures have brought me to the Wynn Resort and Hotel.
He's living it up in style.
That's right, with the awesome Sal and Natalie. Say hello, Sal.
Hello, Sal.
Say hello, Natalie.
Hello.
Awesome. So, yeah.
You know, we were there the night that your podcast was born.
That's right.
We were.
And
for the record, we kind of helped you come up with it.
That's well, true. That's true. Well, the problem
complete,
was...
Complete sidewalk for the record. She's the sexy one, not me.
Okay. I thought I was the sexy one.
Well, between the two of us, you are the sexiest.
Okay, thank you. With every drink, I look better and better. To myself. So, yeah. Sal and Natalie were with me the night the show was born. Sal actually checked the domain.
My phone failed. I apologize.
That's okay. No, I blame the asshole guy who is just stealing or just holding onto that domain and putting nothing on it. And cyber squatting.
He
did, and then he spited me even more when he renewed his domain last month, or whenever. So now I can't get it till at least next year. But that's okay. It's the Beer On Show now. That's available. I better grab that.
Well, I have to say, I have exactly two words for this person holding that domain. That is, you rat bastard.
Amen, brother. That was three words. For shame.
But he had the 12-shot Mai Tai.
That's true. No, I thought it was the Long Island iced tea.
No, because we'd be on the floor.
Oh, okay. That's true.
I have to wake up to have my hair straightened tomorrow.
I have to wake up and play poker without a hangover. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that. And with a decent amount of sleep.
So we had fun tonight.
We did. We finally met up there at the Mirage. At opposite
tigers and not dolphins.
They were white tiger dolphins.
The security guy said, "Yeah, that's where they are." But they're closed. Yeah, no shit. I'm just meeting people there. Oh, you're wrong, asshole. But whatever. Yeah. So we came and we had
John
and
his wife.
very
nice.
They're very nice people.
Love.
That's right. We'll see him again tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And actually, will we? I thought she said she had to leave beforehand.
Well, no, she's going to the gathering for a little while, and then her plane, I think, leaves at 10.
So oh, okay.
For a minute.
Gotcha. Cool.
I don't think she's gonna enjoy In-N-Out though.
That's a shame.
Yeah. I don't think there's going to be a 1 a.m. run to In-N-Out like there was a PME.
No, it's at 9 o'clock. Drew ordered like a shitload of burgers.
I thought this thing was starting at 7.
Yeah, but we're not going to be hungry probably till like 9. We didn't eat till like 10 o'clock tonight.
That's true. Yeah, we went to California Pizza Kitchen, mm-hmm. which looked to me like they didn't jack the rates up for Vegas. Seemed mm-hmm. pretty normal to me.
Yeah, it was.
I was liking that.
Although I kind of really did want that $45 filet mignon from the Japanese place. It looked so good.
It probably was good, but I wasn't going to pay $45 for it.
Well, as I told to Joe earlier, when I saw the $72 dish, for $72, that thing better be giving me a BJ.
That's right.
The standards there. Some cheap boys in Vegas.
That's right. So then after dinner, we went to look for the Yard-O margaritas, and we found them.
They are very tasty, and I am beating you now, sir.
Oh.
Nope, I'm getting there. No, wait.
He's still just ahead of you. You gotta pound that, because he didn't do it.
Oh, no fair.
Chug.
Oh, I can't even do the brain freeze. Oh,
he's got you by a finger.
Oh, that just sounded wrong. Oh, I
have a good. That's Vegas on it. You notice that? Las Vegas. It's in, like, emboldened there. Put your finger on right there. Anyways.
It's Braille.
Yeah, it's Braille.
Is it wrong to say put your finger on it? Sounds dirty.
It's always dirty.
Okay.
So we're here in Lost Wages.
Lost Wages.
Where the machines no longer take quarters.
Yeah, what's up with that? What up with that?
What up with that?
They,
stealing from Donald Trump.
That's right. Yeah, I do that sometimes, and subtle references to Distorted View, you know.
Yeah.
It happens. What can you do?
Yeah, we're just having a great time.
That's right. I'm glad I'm in Vegas. It's fun. And I'm only down $5 gambling-wise. Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Which, for the time you've been in Vegas, is a very good thing.
Yeah, for the time, how long I was sitting at the blackjack table, nice.
$20 because she hasn't hit the tables yet.
That's right.
Because Sal keeps standing right behind her.
Sal, go away.
Yes, Sal is really good at taking the luck away from people, so.
Yeah.
He's not allowed on the gambling floor.
He has better luck at a vending machine. That is for sure.
Guaranteed returns, baby.
Most of the time.
You just totally lost your train of thought.
I did.
No dead air.
No, he's distracted by the little titty flyers that were being handed out.
Oh, that's right. Give me a... Yeah, it was... Woo! Yikes. I have to grab some of those from the way home.
And remember, prostitution is legal in Las Vegas.
Nah,
well,
I don't know.
I'm
so confused. In
Clark County.
Not this county.
Just outside.
Okay. What about the what about the rap dump that's... where I'm staying.
It's not a rat dump.
Oh, come see it tomorrow. It's a rat dump.
You can go see the sexy trapeze. Do they still have the sexy trapeze ladies there?
I don't know. What?
They have a show, like, what, a middle of their circus thing.
Circus in the Manor, which sounds good. It's not.
Let's back that up. I've stayed at the Super 8.
Ooh. Oh, I've stayed at the Key Largo.
All right, you win.
Yeah, I don't think the Key Largo exists anymore.
I'm spoiled. I apologize.
It's okay.
I've never stayed anywhere that's not been, like, forced.
Posh.
I apologize. But most of the time, our rooms were comped, so.
Yeah. Mine wasn't.
Yeah.
Tonight's
the... We've been like, what the fuck?
Yeah, tonight's the cheap night. Tomorrow is where I pay through the nose. But, so, yeah, poker in the morning, woohoo! If I'm awake and not hungover, we'll see. If not, maybe I'll just go play for regular tables. But it's a tournament. It's only $65. And
right on.
Yeah, and there's minimum 4 payouts.
Where is it?
It's at the MGM.
Oh, okay. So yeah. You can be there all day, or?
No, it's they say they last 2 to 3 hours, so,
oh,
you know.
Okay.
Should be okay. And, I think it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it. And maybe I'll win, and if not, go play some blackjack.
I love blackjack.
You too.
And I totally get buzzed at the blackjack table to the point, you know, where the dealer has to do all the counting because I can't anymore. I'm like, I don't know how much that is.
This is one time today, the dealer went like 6 cards and finally got like a 21. And we were like, huh, what
we're
happened?
Like adding, we're like, okay, that's
And then finally she said 21. It's like, oh, damn, she's right. We all lose.
I hate when they do that. You know what I really hate? It's like getting a 13. I'm like, what the fuck do I do?
12s, 13s, 14s. They're all bad. I
12 through 16, I'm like, fuck.
Well, 16 I've learned just to accept it and stay.
Yeah, but if you get that 5.
Yeah, if you get that 5, nice. But, you know, 4. Anything 6 and above, you're screwed.
A hose, yeah.
Yeah, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, jacks, queen, kings, queens, whatever. Odds are really against you at that point, so I say no, especially if the dealer has 7 or lower, 7 or 8. I'll push my luck.
You just have to, you know, hope that there's somebody there who doesn't know what they're doing and is just going to keep pushing and getting, like, all those lower cards. But if they start taking all the face cards, you just have to be like, excuse me, you need to stop. Yeah. Let the dealer get all the face cards.
Well, see, that's the problem with me today. I was, like, the last person to go before the dealer. That was the only spot open. Oh. So it was like, you know, I probably, all of the people at the other end of the table, like, the first three were getting all the blackjacks.
Yeah.
In, like, the hour and a half that I was there, I got one. Many times I got aces. A lot of times I finally only got one blackjack. I was like, finally, thank you, God.
My favorite is double down.
If I got an 11 and the dealer has a low card, oh, that gets me happy.
I love it. And I love to split, you know? Love it.
I had sevens in consecutive hands. Mm-hmm. I had sevens. And then I got, like, a 4, and I had to double down on, like, all these. And it was like, and I lost, like, every time. I was like, man. But it was after that, just after that, I think, that all my regular, because this is a $3 table, mm-hmm. I was just playing that. All the silver was gone, and I just started playing the fives there, and then I took off. So it was nice.
I just always have luck at the Luxor. For some reason, there's something about those blackjack tables. I always do well there. MGM, I've done pretty well there, too.
Yeah.
But Aladdin, I don't know what it is about the Aladdin. Like, you know, you're on a roll, and then all of a sudden, you're gone. It's gone.
Well, for me, the worst is, like, the Hard Rock. When I stayed there once, I go down there with $20 on a $5 bet. And just 1, 2, 3, 4. See you later.
Yeah.
I was just like, what the hell just happened? I was here for 2 minutes.
I hate the machines for that reason.
Well, see, I figured out once, you know, do the opposite. The machine, if the good idea is to do this, do the other, because the machine will go against you. And I actually took the machine for a little run once with that philosophy. And then I was there with my buddy, and it was his birthday, and his sister was with us, who was underage. She got busted for just hanging out there, and we all had to leave. Mm. It was no fun.
Yeah, as you know, Vegas is harder. You know what I like, though, now that Vegas is doing? Is they're bringing it back to the adult environment.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, they're getting away from that super family-friendly where there's everything for kids. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love kids. But Vegas is not for kids. Vegas is for adults. Vegas is for adult play. And you know what? Fuck, if you want to play with your kids, go to Disneyland. You know, like that, you know, somewhere you can really have fun. Here in Vegas is to unwind, get drunk off your ass, and just, you know, party.
And play the tables.
Yes. No. It's all about tables.
On that note, I have to add in that anytime I hear the word poker, I think of the Reverend Horton Heat and poker in the front, liquor in the rear.
That remember the Big Johnson t-shirts way back when? That was the Big Johnson's casino. Poker in the front. Or liquor. Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
There goes an ambulance.
Somebody has, like,
well, it's about the time.
Mm-hmm.
This is true. Yeah.
Yeah, Nick was telling me that they have a big billboard like that, like Hooters in Florida, or Hooters in Tampa, like poker in Tampa, liquor in Las Vegas or something like that. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Everywhere.
Cool theme.
Amazing view. I know, like, obviously.
This is spectacular. I mean, what floor are we on?
We're on the 38th floor.
Yikes.
And we have a corner room. Mm-hmm. So two of our entire wall, like two of them, from floor to ceiling are just glass windows. And we have an amazing view of downtown, of like here of the strip, and it's beautiful. Beautiful.
It's so nice. That and you can see everything.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna win the lottery and stay here for a day. I think I could afford it then.
Yeah, I mean, this place is amazing. Thank God we have comps.
Can I get comps sometime?
But it's beautiful, so we're just enjoying it. Mm-hmm. Taking a break from the hustle and bustle of Vegas. Here with the last
and LA.
Yeah, and LA too. Yeah.
You suckers had to work today.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Well, the airport was packed for it being a Thursday. I was just like,
yeah, it was. I couldn't believe it.
People, why aren't you at work? Go to work.
But it was cool. I took like the little shuttle bus. Mm-hmm. Did you guys do that?
From the airport?
Yeah.
No, we took a cab because we were trying to get to our spa appointment.
Ah, there we go.
But we ended up pushing them because we were just like, oh, we're not going to make it.
Yeah, ours was, I thought it was a good deal. It was like 10, 50 or something like that, round trip.
Oh, that was a good deal because for us it came out to like almost $20 in cab.
Yeah,
fare.
So I was like, you know, that's why I realized, you know, I'm not going to rent a car, A, because I'm going to get drunk.
Absolutely, you don't want to drive.
I don't want to drive.
Oh, that's a bad idea.
Yeah. And, you know, so I can just cab it. And the cheapest car I ever found, I could find, was, like, a little rinky-dink thing for $50. You know, for, like, was it a day or for the 2 days? I can't remember, but it's, like, there's no way I'm spending more than 50.
Like $50 a day, probably.
Probably. There's no way I'm spending $50.
That's $100.
On cab fare.
No way.
So, you know, to hell with it. So I got that round trip to the airport. I got my $5 day-long bus pass. I'm doing good. I'm going to take the bus back to Circus Circus. It's going to be like one stop, but whatever. I'm tired of walking. My feet are going to fall off. So yeah. So tomorrow is the big meetup.
Yeah, Don and Drew. We're going to have, I think it's like 50 people almost that are going to show up. Which is
probably going to be 49 because my plus one isn't here.
Oh. That's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah, party it up anyway.
That's right.
It's not the insanity that was PME.
Yeah.
That was pretty close to 50.
No, that was more than 50 people in that room.
People kept cycling in and out.
People were coming in and out. People were out in the hallway. I mean, it was packed, and it was hot in that room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was getting hot in her.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. There's going to be a lot of listeners, a lot of people from the boards, and just
something I'm trying to get involved with.
Yeah, you have to
get on
the boards more.
I know. It's just, I've got the LiveJournal, I got the MySpace. It's like, geez, how much more can I follow online? I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's such a community. It's a wonderful family environment, you know, in a very incestual kind of way.
It's a family environment that's comfortable with the shocker.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. No, it's a really great place, and you become really good friends with quite a few people, and it's just, you know, just get over the awkward part about being, you know, having met on the internet, and then
that's true. That's right. Then you come to the gatherings and you meet the people in real life.
Absolutely, and it's weird.
It is. It really is.
It is. But so far it's been pretty good. We've had quite a bit of fun. We've been to, this is our
20th.
Fourth or fifth gathering. Yeah.
20th out of like 10.
No, that's just Nick.
Aww.
Who's not here? Come on, Nick. What happened?
Well, who knows? Who knows, Mr. Nick Starr? He could surprise us.
He went up to Boston.
No, because she's coming down here, according to her plans.
He is an international man of mystery.
That he is. No one knows. He's only missed, like, one gathering ever, so it wouldn't shock me if he just...
Shock you?
Oh, well, no, he definitely wouldn't shock me.
That's my job.
Oh, I love Nick like a gay brother. He knows that. We were talking about getting our hair done the other day because his hair is long right now. His hair is long, so I was making fun of him because I was telling him I was getting my hair blown out, and he's like, oh, I have to do that too. And I was like, why are you getting your hair blown
out? Huh?
When you blow, because his hair is curly like mine. Oh. So when you want it straight, you have to go to the hairdresser and get it straightened.
I'm running my fingers through my straight hair.
Yeah. Then I should curl. We should give you a perm.
No!
We can give you a perm. Totally Brady Bunch style. You remember that? Like Greg Brady?
No.
You can sport the perm. Spiral.
Shoot me first.
Well, see, if you get it perm spiral, then you can get an afro pick. And then totally comb it
Can I get, like, a soul fist afro pick?
Yeah.
The white boy with blonde hair? Hell yeah, that's hardcore.
I've met plenty of white boy who have a fro.
That's true.
But, of course, they think they're black. But that's a whole other story.
Yo, yo, yo.
Oh, my God. But
I'm about to finish. Come on, Natalie. Stop talking. Start drinking.
Mm. For great podcasting, right?
Hell yeah. I'm going so far. Ooh, it's 21 minutes. Mm. Hot damn, it makes up for my, like, 30-second, like, updates in the airport. It's like, I'm at the airport now, and I'm going to get on. Maybe I'll do some recording. Okay, I landed. I didn't do any recording. Yeah.
Is your satellite window closed?
You know, I don't think my 12 subscribers or whatever it is right now warrants a satellite. Let's turn that to 12. Yeah, exactly. Let's turn that to like 1,200 and maybe we'll talk about it. And get a real site and get off Podomatic. Nothing against you guys. Thanks for the free hosting, but when you fuck with my ID3 tags, I get pissed. Because I put in the ID3 tag as like the artist or the... No, the artist. I put Big Joe. And it shoots it out as my username. It says Beer On Show, one word. Then they say, oh, we're working on it. I look at it again, and it's blank. Oh. And it's like, oh, well, you guys suck. It. They did, after I complained. It's like, couldn't you guys, like, not muck with ID3 tags?
There are, like, clearly three shots left in there, so I...
Sal, come on, man.
3 out of 12. Come
there
on.
Were 12. Leave me alone.
You don't have to wake up to get your hair blown out.
Yeah. We have to do that.
I have narrow hair to get blown out. Okay, fine.
Drink. Chug, 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 chug.
Have a straw. I can't chug.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, you could totally. Well, that's very trumpet. It's like the boot from. Have you watched Das Boot? Oh, please.
Das Boot. It's on. It's on Das iPod. Oh, look, a frog! And he's talking! Oh, holy shit!
Brought the frog!
Oh.
I think you're frightening the frog.
Oh, I think so, too.
Okay, for those in podcasting land,
we're
looking from a view from the top here at the Wynn, and there's a gorgeous fountain at the bottom, and apparently there's a massive kind of, like, blown up Macy's Day Parade style kind of frog. There were some flowers out there earlier, but now it's a big frog.
There's stuff in there, you see?
Yes, we have to clarify. Earlier they were flowers that were moving and gyrating and coming in.
It's kind of like a animatronic Macy's Day Parade float, just to kind of give an idea, but it's like obviously anchored down, but it's just, it's amazing, like, this weird show that they have going on outside.
Now, this is kind of wrong, but I'm kind of wondering, if you're at the lounge on the first floor overlooking this pond, is that frog subliminally telling you, gamble more, Gamble more.
I don't know, but there's a lot of, like, stuff coming out. I don't know.
Yeah, see, the phrase stuff coming out and the frog just freaks me out.
Yeah, oh, there he goes. Bye, Mr. Frog.
Love, I love these bridges that they've built here in Las Vegas. I think they finally got the hint that drunk people don't follow
traffic
signals.
Really?
And, these bridges are amazing.
Yeah, it is a good idea.
That we almost got hit by a cab at over in front of the Venetian.
No, no, we let the person in front of us almost get hit.
Yeah.
That's true.
I was still sober enough to hold us back while the cab came by.
That is true.
That may not be the case for very long.
Mm-hmm. That is no longer the case, I must say.
Oh, man. The sign... Did that sign just, like, move?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that wind thing kind of moves up and down. And look, they're advertising Chanel, which I love.
Fancy, fancy.
Fancy, fancy. Love it. I'm going to go see how much my bag is tomorrow.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I can cry.
Yikes.
And then Sal can cry when the bill gets there.
No, no, Sal won't cry when the bug gets there because he'll never see it.
True that. Natalie just figures out a way to pay for it.
That's right.
That's why hey,
Natalie,
now.
That's why Natalie has the finances and Sal just signs the checks.
No, you didn't even sign the checks. He just knows that shit shows up.
I'm a kept man, goddammit, and I'm happy.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Why don't we... I think that little vent thing is, like, talking to me. Do you hear things?
It's just blowing air, dude.
It's just air? I thought it sounded like noise from the street or something.
No, it looked like somebody, like one of those party buses just honked their horn. That was it.
Yeah, what was all that party bus earlier and the no boobage?
She was drunk.
In a flash.
I wish she would have. I wanted a free show.
I think everyone in the room wishes she would have.
Yeah.
Well, I can't see anything from up here. Street level, you know.
Yeah. Like... I was trying to see if they still had that show, that free show that Don and Drew were talking about. Maybe take them to it tomorrow, but...
Yeah.
I didn't see anything on the website, so I don't know. I really kind of want... I was hoping maybe we could catch Pussycat Dolls tonight. I love their show. It's very... I mean, not aside from that, they have, like, a reality going... Reality show thing going on right now, which is... I don't know. I haven't really watched it.
Me neither.
I don't know. But they are a sexy bunch of gals.
That is true.
I do not watch, but yes.
They are.
Very nice to look at. Want to make the sexy time.
No. Oh, that movie was so wrong.
Oh, it's so funny. I didn't even see it in the theaters. I heard it was so good, I just went out and bought it on DVD when it came out. And it was so worth it. I'm glad I did. It was...
Oh,
awesome.
When they were rolling around in the room, I was like, that is some kind of nasty, let me tell you.
I couldn't watch. I couldn't watch, but I just couldn't look away. It was just so wrong, but just so fucking funny.
It's like a train wreck. You just couldn't help but look.
I don't know if they needed black bars or... across the entire screen, or if hearing them struggling would have been worse.
Did you hear his acceptance speech at the Golden Globe Awards?
Oh, I missed that.
Oh my god, he thanked his producer guy that traveled with him. He said he thanked him, and because of, you know, putting his ass on his face and, like, you know, there was like no space between his asshole and his nose and, like, oh my god.
That the speech was a
it was hilarious. Hilarious.
Good times. Good times.
How very NPR. But yeah, that Borat, he's something else.
That's right.
I would pay money to see George Lipton and behind the Actor's Studio with him.
Oh, inside the Actor's Studio, which I would pay
good money for that.
Oh, yeah.
I love when he had Will Ferrell on, because, you know, Will Ferrell does the imitation of him on Saturday Night Live. Well, yeah. He did.
He did.
Oh, but speaking of Will Ferrell, have you seen the commercials for Blades of Glory?
Yes, I have.
Blade and plug.
Oh, my God. He's
the Beer on Show is now sponsored by Blades of Glory. Out March. Only in theaters. Next week, wow.
Yeah, next week, I think. Is it? Something like that.
Yeah.
He is on the cover of Premiere Magazine, Will Ferrell, in his full ice skating costume. And he has this eye makeup or eye jewelry around his eye. It's just amazing.
Just one eye.
Inside.
Just the right eye.
And inside, there are additional photographs. And one of the pictures that is taken was he was in front of his locker as an ice skater. Why did he have, like, a shrine to Tonya Harding? Like, not a whole lot, like a heavy shrine, but he had a few shots, like, I heart Tonya, pictures of her.
Including the crying Tonya as she's accused.
Amazing. Wow.
I have to see this movie. It's going to be good.
I love Will Ferrell. My favorite, his Saturday Night Live, when they did that behind the music thing and the cowbell. That is
awesome. I have a fever.
I got a fever. And the only cure is more cowbell. I cannot listen to that song ever again, like in the same way. I totally picture him like jamming. And I love how Jimmy Fallon, just like, he cannot stop laughing. Like, he can't get it together. Right. And Horatio Sanz. Guys, pull it together.
Well, did you see the one where he hosted and Queens of the Stone Age was there?
No, I don't think I did.
Oh, yeah. And then you know...
Yes, I did. I saw that part.
And he came out with the cowbell. That was so awesome.
Oh, another total favorite SNL moment was the one where... what's his name? Justin Timberlake was on, and him and Jimmy Fallon did the Bee Gees. Like, they do, like, some type of talk show, and it's like, it's like Meet the Press, only with the Bee Gees. And they're like,
wow, that's just wrong.
Oh, my God, but it's so funny, and all the questions are they're singing, and then they hit those high falsettos, you know.
Wow.
Oh man, good times. It's amazing.
Well, I think we should wrap it up for now. Sal, Natalie, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Anything you'd like to plug?
Not much, really. We don't have anything to plug.
Not the website?
No, that's just pictures.
Oh, okay.
Does my wife count?
Hey.
Whoa. I better get going. Okay, that's it for this part of the show. We'll check back in the morning and check on the status of my hangover. All right. See you guys later. Okay, quick update as for the events of the day. It's about 5 o'clock right now on Friday, and after I left Sal and Natalie's last night, my foot felt a little odd, and I get home. I took a taxi. I was going to just, you know, take the bus, but this pain, you know, it hurt. It was bad. So, came home, take off my shoes, take off my socks, look at my foot, and yes, I have a blister that's, like, bigger than a quarter on the middle of the balls of my feet. It sucks. So, popped it last night. No, I popped it this morning, and, you know, it was a gusher. And so, got up this morning, went to the poker tournament, and let me just say that I could have spent $65 doing something better that would have lasted a little longer than 13 minutes. That's right, folks. I lasted only 13 minutes in this damn tournament. The guy called me. He went all in, something over half the chips that we started at. And I called. I had like pocket tens, something like that. And queens came on the flop. Queens came by the river. Or no, 4th Street, whatever. The fourth card on the table. And then he paired his 10 or something like that on the last card and beat me. And then I was up shit creek without a paddle, and then the blinds came to me, and it was pretty much over. Went all in with like pair of nines or something like that, and got beat again. So that was pathetic. So then I hung around a little bit. The lions had just come out for the lion habitat. Took some pictures of those. It was pretty cool. And I walked back in pain, at least to the bus stop, and then back to the hotel room, popped the blister again, and just relaxed. And, before I came back, I went to the casino, which is on the Circus Circus property, which I assume is owned by them, the Slots O' Fun Casino, playing some blackjack, did a little better there, and then, you know, the four other people that were there with me, they, you know, all knew each other, and then they up and left, and it was just me and the dealer, and I lost like three or four hands in a row, and I said, okay, I get the hint. I'm gonna walk out of here right now. And so did that, came back, and then relaxed. So then woke up, took a little nap. I woke up, went, got a cheese dog. It was like a ginormous half-pound all-beef hot dog smothered in melted cheddar cheese. Looks good, except for the bun was like a piece of shit. I literally had to eat this thing with a knife and fork. It was bad. Went to play some blackjack some more, and found the dealer that just wouldn't bust, and it was bad news. $5 table, played $40. I think I won once, and I pushed once. Every other time was a loss. I got my ass handed to me there. I said, well, I'm not going to let this ruin my adventure. So then I went to Slots of Fun and played there for a while and only lost $5. So I think that's okay. And my gambling just may be complete for this trip. Maybe do a little more. We'll see. But funds are kind of starting to wear thin. Now I'm going to relax and hang out for a little bit before I go to the gathering at the MGM and party it up. The whole point of this trip, here it comes. And I'm going to have a good old time. So, okay. Hope to do a little recording there while I'm at the party. So I think that'll be fun. Okay. Check in later.
So we walked around the room and we did interviews with everybody, and somehow Joe, Big Joe, from the Beer On podcast, correct?
Beeron.podomatic.com. The Beer On Show.
It's not a podcast.
No, it's not. Sorry. It's okay.
So he somehow eluded us during our interview process.
How did he do that?
I don't know.
Very carefully.
I think it was magic.
I think so. So we've cornered him. We're saving the best for last.
We've cornered him in our bedroom here.
They've got me now.
And we are now recording an interview with the elusive
right.
Joe.
We're recording him as we're being recorded.
That's right.
It's a dualies.
We're multitasking.
Go away!
We're doing it!
Everyone can hear my horse bells.
Who is knocking?
Eat your!
Who is knocking? Is that the neighbors?
It can't be. That's like the other room in the yeah. suite.
Why do you guys have such a big pad on your bed? Why is it padded?
It's for when you go to the sane asylum.
It's getting you in training.
So, George, you left your camera on here.
I did. What's I thought Ren was going to take pictures, but...
You want me to take a picture of you?
Go ahead.
Whose camera is this?
It's his That's camera. Ours,
yeah.
Can
you go back and just
go? Did it work?
I like your smile.
Oh, thank you.
You're like, yeah. So somehow you will...
I don't know what totally this is. Like,
you guys, let's focus. We're doing a show here.
Goddamn.
Focus.
Ren wanted to sit and listen. And she's like, what does this button do?
Ren, focus. Focus your inner eye.
What did I do?
What?
I'm trying to work here.
You guys both have too much rum and coke. That's the problem.
Somebody spiked all you hear tequila. I'm in trouble.
You're having rum, coke, and tequila? So where are you from?
I originally from the San Diego area.
Okay.
Now I'm living in Anaheim.
Or Anaheim.
Anaheim. Which is
behind the orange curtain?
That's right.
Drew, is that really a legitimate term?
It is, right?
Yeah, I've heard it.
Orange County?
I thought maybe he made it up just now.
No.
The Orange Curtain is like the Berlin Wall between L.A. and Orange County. It's hard for people in my industry to live behind the Orange Curtain.
Mm. What's your industry? Porn?
is it hardcore porn?
Just a step off. Just the whole TV film area.
You guys, I thought I just put something in my pocket and I actually just put it down my pants. I just put my lipstick in my underwear.
Is it a rim stick?
Rim?
Rim or rim?
That's what I said.
It's my rim stick. So, wait, I missed the job. Is it really porn?
No, it's not. As far as from it as possible, unfortunately.
Christian ministry, that would be as...
Yeah, I deal with public access, and there's a lot of those.
Oh.
Saturday and Sunday, it's nearly exclusive hallelujah stuff.
Wow. Jehovah's?
Jehovah! Pioneer!
Yeah. And then Monday comes the crazy conservative people who get all pissed off if you don't run their show.
Nah.
I think it's a left-wing conspiracy.
So wait, so you came all the way from California. Did you drive here or you fly?
I flew.
Everyone flew, but like we're going to drive tomorrow. But I mean, not
we
from,
flew.
But tomorrow we're going to drive.
So that's totally separate.
It was all about the money because my truck, 20 gallons, $3 a gallon.
Right.
Fill it before I leave. Fill it before I leave Vegas. And when I get back, I got an empty tank. That's $180.
That's
my
a plane ticket.
My plane tickets were $116. So...
Yeah, no doubt. And then it takes, like, what, 50 minutes?
Yeah, exactly. There's a hop, skip, and a jump.
So. We're taking pictures of us as we do this, just so you know. Oh, look at that. Don't think I didn't notice the French fry pose you did earlier.
That's flicker-worthy.
Everyone was getting really dirty with their In-N-Out burger.
Yeah, I saw that.
It was getting very In-N-Out-ish.
The In-N-Out urge.
True urge. Ren, do not fucking stand on that. That's a glass table. It might support her or it might shred her legs.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Ren.
I weigh 92
pounds.
Stand on the corner.
Don't stand on the corner of the glass table. That's ridiculous.
The angle is going to be such a great shot.
God damn. You're just taking pictures.
So you're here for the weekend then, Joe?
I was here for 2 days. I was here yesterday and I was here today and I'm leaving in the morning.
You take off tomorrow?
Yes.
9 a.m.
That's when my shuttle comes. I'm going to be
hating life. Are you sleeping
life.
Before that?
Maybe. Sleeping, I decided, was optional tonight.
More like a little nap.
Yeah.
Have you done any gambling while in Las Vegas?
Uh-oh.
I got killed.
We'll say the casino so no one else will go there.
Unfortunately, it was this casino.
Oh, the MGM?
Part of it, yeah.
What do you play?
I entered a poker tournament this morning. It was 11 o'clock. And registration was 9:30, and that wasn't easy either.
Was Nick in the same tournament?
No, I don't think so. I didn't
see
him.
Because he played one.
But it was bad news. It was like $65, and I lasted a grand total of 13 minutes.
Oh, no. At least it's only $65. It wasn't like $6,500.
Yeah, exactly. $6,500. I wouldn't even been playing. But it was $65, and I was like, wait a minute. I could have spent that on the blackjack tables over at least three times that amount, and which I nearly did, because then later I went to one of the blackjack tables where I'm staying at Circus Circus, and the dealer just wouldn't bust, wouldn't do it, and I got killed there as well.
Did you go? Okay, so you're at Circus Circus. Now, one of my favorite casinos in all of Las Vegas is Slots of Fun.
I was the Slots of Fun today.
Yes!
Did you play the dollar blackjack?
Hell yes. Awesome.
We want to go there, and we haven't been yet.
We should go there tonight.
We should go
all
there.
I will. Let's do it.
Let's go fucking Slots of Fun.
Fuck it's
a,
yes.
Now, don't you say that's like a shithole? Like, it's just like...
This whole group
I mean, it's
of
right
us at
next
table.
To what I call crappy, but compared to where I'm staying. But yeah, that's it. Yeah. I went in there after poker, and I was just like, God, I'm hating life. Let's try and make my money back. Mm-hmm. And I was actually at the $3 table. I was doing good. There were four other people there, and then they split. And it was just me and the dealer. And within the span of about a minute and a half, I lost like four hands. I'm like, fuck. I'm out of here. Lady Luck is saying, get the hell out.
Right.
You're done. And so, yeah. Then
I think we should all go.
Let's go.
I really want to go with Slots of Fun. How?
Flash Mob.
Totally Flash Mob.
We walk that far?
No.
Would you take a cab?
Take the bus. $2.
The bus.
One way.
Really?
$5, 24-hour round trip.
We should do it, Drew, because, you know, we've been talking about going... We've never taken Rin there to Slots of Fun.
Slots of Fun is fun.
Slots of Fun.
It is fun.
Right?
It's fucking fun.
I turned 30 years old. In that
I bought him a stale ass cookie and I'm like, happy 30th, baby.
Yeah, I was like at a nickel slot or something.
I think I have like 120 left. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Everybody will be into it.
Oh, totally flash.
You can just take over the dollar
tables.
We'll
just load up on the fucking bus.
Yeah. We load up on the booze first.
Whatever we can drink before we go.
Right.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
My rule for this weekend was no gambling while drunk, but.
It's Slots of Fun.
It's lots of fun. Really, how much damage can we do a dollar blackjack table?
Yeah, exactly.
Lots of fun?
I wish it was Slots of Fun.
Unfortunately, there's only $1 table,
but we're going to take it over.
We'll
take it over, and at 1:15, that's where it is now. There's going to be nobody there.
Right.
Let's do it.
I think we should go. Do you think they have dollar roulette?
No, they had dollar craps, though.
You know what else game I like? Is that
what else game?
I can't speak English anymore, Drew. Be lucky that I'm somewhat coherent. Remember that thing where you put the dollar token in and it just slides like the wedge and it drops more tokens down? That's my favorite game. It's not even gambling.
I think that was at the arcade when I was a kid. And
it was.
Tickets.
It was, totally. I love that game. So I really think we should go.
I think we should, too.
I'm ready to put my shoes.
We're still recording here. Is there anything that you want to get special? Any scoops for your show you want?
My scoops is this is the biggest... celebrity interview that I've had so far. It's usually me and my friends, and we're freaking hammered.
Nice.
And
do you guys drink a different beer every show? Is that what your deal is?
Usually it's just me because I don't have a co-host at the moment. But
she wants us to get in for a
picture. Oh, I have to get a picture.
You guys want to lean in? That'd be an awesome picture. Oh, on their bed.
On our bed.
I mean, usually it's I try and talk about a little bit of a beer while I'm there, but it's usually it varies from show to show most of the time, and I just get drunk and run my mouth. It's sometimes very entertaining. Sometimes it sucks ass.
Isn't that the beautiful thing about podcasting, though?
That's right.
Anybody can do that.
Exactly.
And just be like,
and I'm so almost dumbfounded about how with zero promotion for my show, I have a dozen subscribers. I don't know how the hell that happened. All I am is on iTunes and my signature on the message boards with like my 19 posts and the Inspired podcast page. And that's it. And I have a dozen subscribers.
That's how we were. We were like 60 people listening to the Don and Drew show.
You're great.
The next step is getting a legitimate audio comment from somebody or email. That's the next step.
Well,
I'm sure
that number is 206-666-JOE1.
I'm gonna call it right now.
I'm calling right now.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
Shit. You don't have phone from this phone.
Let's do this.
Do it.
Where's my phone?
Where is my phone?
We're all gonna inundate it. Nick Starr just came in the room.
I'd love to, because it's so dirt cheap.
Can you get your Segway on the bus?
I don't think so.
No, but I'll just ride down there.
Oh, all right.
All right, yeah, you just follow the bus. That'll work.
All right, let's end the show and see. Let's take a fucking poll. Who's going to Slots of Fun?
I was
going
to go.
Okay.
Bed, but I'll do that too.
Fuck that.
Whatever, you big pussy.
He's got, he's got a girl. He's got a girlfriend now.
Almost 48 hours.
Ever since Nick got a girlfriend, he's like such a bummer.
Well, let's get out of here. Sign us out.
All right, you guys. Thanks for listening.
Good night, internet.
Oh, no, that tire on the thing.
I'm gonna shove that segue up his butt.
Okay, so I'm back from the Don and Drew gathering now. It is currently 4:43 in the morning. I am very tired, and so after the gathering, we all went to Slots of Fun, which was really fun this time. You know, being there with people you knew, and you know, playing the same blackjack table, and you know, we were playing just the $1 blackjack, and I ended up a dollar, and oh, there goes the fucking air conditioner. So I'll talk a little louder. So I did that, and then we, you know, we left, parted ways, or at least I broke off from the group since Slots of Fun is right there on Circus Circus. And so that was it. We said our goodbyes, and you know, this was the event that I was looking forward to the whole time, the only reason really I came out for this trip, and you know, it didn't disappoint in any way whatsoever. So I'm very glad to have come out here, very thankful. At least my gambling ended on a good note, and so yeah, that's it. I'm gonna go actually pack my bags now so I can sleep as long as possible in the morning. Get up, grab my bag, and walk out of here. And then, you know, wait for the bus or the shuttle van or whatever to pick me up. And head to the airport and hope I don't miss my flight, because then I'd be fucked. So, okay. I'll check in a little later, I guess. Okay, everybody. This is the last little part of this Vegas trip podcast recording extravaganza. It is Sunday night. I was hoping to have this whole thing, you know, edited and posted and everything, but not yet. I'll probably end up doing that tomorrow, just because yesterday, Saturday, after I got back, I was really tired. My foot hurt, and I think I was just sore from all the walking. That just shows how out of shape I am, that a, you know, decent size bit of walking, you know, fucked me up. So I have a bunch of pictures that I put online. I will link to those. I have a Flickr account now, so yeah, you can see all the good times that were had. And, yeah, it was, you know, this is really fun. I really enjoyed it. Oh, and what I didn't enjoy today, though, and kind of last night as well, big headaches, and, you know, take some Tylenol, and, you know, those didn't last very long, so the headaches returned, and, you know, it was bad. Went to sleep with a headache last night. Wasn't long before or after I woke up this morning that the headaches returned. And so I figured, you know what, I need to, like, flush the system out. I drank at least 2, probably closer to 2.5, 3 liters of water today. I just have this 1 liter bottle, and I just kept chugging and refilling. Chug, refill, chug, refill, chug, refill. Ugh. I think I needed it, though, but, you know, flushed all the system out and everything. And so, learned my lesson. While drinking heavily in Las Vegas, hydrate. It's a good idea, especially being in the desert. But the weather was, you know, the weather was perfect. It was just like an average day in SoCal. It was only in the 70s and didn't get cold at night. I mean, and that's why I wanted to go this time of year, because I didn't want to be walking around in 110 degree Las Vegas heat. That sucks. I don't find the fun in that. So, yeah, it was a good time. I had fun. I can't wait to do it again. Maybe do it a little later this year in the fall, early winter, you know, October maybe, November maybe. We'll see what the vacation time looks like, and who knows? Who knows? Okay, so this is Big Joe signing off, and thanks for listening. If you want to leave a comment, 206-666-JOE1. And, oh, I actually do have an official comment. Finally, first person. Called. It was pretty awesome, so I'm excited. Or did this person actually call while I was recording? I know I was there, but damn it, I don't remember if I was recording or not. Fuck, that's how drunk I was, people. Memory, some of the details, getting a little hazy. But hey, you know, that's Vegas for you. So yeah, I'll play that comment tonight if we didn't hear it being recorded. If not, fuck it, I'll play it again. So I can do that. And this is looking like it's going to be one long-ass fucking show. So yeah, okay. Yeah, 206-666-JOE1, beeronshow.podomatic.com, and email beeronshow@gmail.com. All right, everybody. See you later.
Hey, Big Joe. This is Drew Domkus from the Don and Drew Show, donanddrew.com. And I just wanted to say that you have the best beer show on the entire internet. What do you think, Don? Okay, this audio comment paid for by D&D Productions.
Don't ruin it.
Lots of fun.